Hello?
Leo.
Mr. Mike, how are you today?
Hey, Bobby. I'm good. I'm good. How are you?
I'm okay.
What's going on? Tell me everything. How's the? Did you go to the...
What's going on? The gold is killing us, and the lab-grown is killing us.
Really? You're still running
into... Is good today.
You're still running into... Why? What's going on with the lab? Tell me. You're hearing a lot
of
lab,
lab
stuff?
What is going on with the lab is that constantly comes down, down, down. People are... and there is now lab companies online that they sell you lab for like $15 a carat, you know?
Oh, yeah. No, no, no. I know. I know that. But
so,
I'm not even competing.
No. But I'm not competing either. It's not that it's just that between the price of the gold and the lab doing that, people are kind of shying away.
Mm.
They're kind of a little... I mean, I understand. I'll be shying away too, you know?
Yeah, yeah, of course. Yeah, for sure.
Gold is going up and down like a yo-yo. You can't even quote the price to a customer because you don't know what it's going to be tomorrow, you know?
Yeah, it's crazy.
It is crazy. I mean, $600 up in one day and $500 down in the other day. I mean, it's ridiculous.
I know. It's stupid. Stupid out
and
there.
And why is happening? Okay. Nobody, I've asked so many people. Nobody can tell me what's going on with gold. I don't understand.
I don't get it either, my friend.
It's very quiet, and especially being also Valentine's Day week. This week, we have been dead the last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
What do other people say?
You know what? Honestly, my guys who are focusing on natural goods are doing very well. I don't, you know, honestly, like...
Yeah. Well, but, you know, I was never really a diamond house.
I know that.
Yeah, you told me that.
I
sell one here and there, but I just don't understand where the industry is going. That's what I'm concerned.
I know.
That's what I would like to understand, not concerned, so I know how to act about it.
Right.
Two weeks ago, I went to the show in Vicenza in Italy, and I couldn't buy nothing.
Yeah.
I couldn't bring myself to buy anything because the prices. I was saying to myself, if this is my cost, what am I going to sell it to the customer?
Yeah, right.
Maybe you guys there have some magic ball there. You can see what's happening and tell us the little peasants what's going on.
No, there's no real magic ball, you know. But we're seeing. I mean, I'll be honest with you, Leo. It's been, for me, it's been good. Business has been really, I mean, seriously.
I'm glad to hear that. I'm glad to hear that because, I mean, if it is good for you, it's going to trickle down to the rest. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
When the industry is doing good in one way, then sooner or later it's going to hit the other areas too. I just have a little, this Valentine has been... Not even too much people coming in and looking for stuff.
Yeah, right. That's what I know. I don't know what to tell you. But you know what I would say is, you know, listen, it only takes one or two big sales every few months, you know. And,
yeah,
I have
you're right.
A lot of big natural diamonds. So, like, one of the things I would say to you is, like, hey, you know, think about that. Like, if... Maybe we could do something together where we, advertise some bigger goods or something, you know? Like, I don't know. It's always something to think about,
yeah.
I guess.
It's just that, like I told you, I'm fighting against a person in my town that he has been like the diamond guy forever because he used to, he still carried like Scott Kay and Tacori and Verraggio,
all those
big names. And he has advertised forever. So for me to start advertising... It's like a battle that is not an easy battle for me to finish.
Sure, yeah,
to
I
fight,
understand.
You know what
I
mean?
Understand what you're saying.
He's known for that. That's his, let's say, trademark.
Yeah, that's his trademark. That's his thing, huh?
Yeah, and he had the biggest name in, especially Scott Kay. He had even, I don't know if you remember, Atani and things like that. I mean, he really... is known for that.
Sure.
Me to advertise is like going against the I mean, I kind of tried it a little about 15 years ago, and it's just wasted the money in advertising. I had a billboard, I had a radio, and I had newspapers over this area, and it just didn't really bring anything too much.
Yeah, well, I understand.
But listen, if you hear anything or if somebody tells you something, let me know. Any information that can help me to judge where and what and how, it's appreciated.
Whatever I can do. Whatever I can do.
Okay.
What do you have for me? You have anything for me right now? Something I can do for you?
No, right now I don't have any request.
Okay.
I don't. I had a woman walk in and wanted a 3-carat emerald cut necklace, and when I gave her the price, she started laughing at me. She says, "Well, I can buy it online for $4,000. How come you want $30,000? I said, "Because what you're buying online is fake. What I'm selling to you is the real McCoy. You didn't tell me that you wanted a lab grown. So, you know, they don't even, sometimes people don't even know what they want.
Right, right.
But anyway, Mike, you know you are, if I need something, I'm going to call you.
Well, thank you, buddy. I really appreciate it. I want to do something. You know, Leo, we didn't do much last year, and I would love to do something, you know. Whatever I can do, I'll work very hard for you, you know.
No, I know you do. I know you do, and you take care of me, and you give me good prices and everything. That's why I'm going nowhere. I always will use you, just so you know that.
Thanks, buddy. I appreciate that.
Believe me, if I have a request, I will call you, I promise you.
Okay, buddy.
Okay?
Thanks a million. Yeah, I appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Okay, take care. Be good. Bye-bye.